Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
All right, that's right. As we are live here, as the big voice man said, we're at Boomer Jack's here in Katy. The bartenders are going. She is making a hell of a drink. She is shaking the hell out of that thing.
Clear that up. Clean that up.
She like she's making some shots, shaking that thing up. And we're having a good time out here. Come on out as we just hook somebody up with a autograph Aziz Alshire football. You got a chance to win gift cards a little bit later on, and a Nico Collins autograph game size helmet. So get on out here real quick. Injury report just dropped, and everyone appeared to be at practice. Now officially, other than Jawar Jordan, and he has not practiced all week, and I know the game isn't till Monday, but I'd be shocked if he played. Really, when you hear high ankle sprain running back, 1 week is that? I mean, that's usually a 6 week type, 4-6 week type injury, and the only people that I've really seen be able to do it is quarterbacks, and that's because they're not really running after a week. So Jawar Jordan would be someone I'd almost expect to be out for this game. But he is the only one that didn't practice as the injury report is out. All right, Clint, we just heard from Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, and he spoke there for about 13 minutes as they get ready for this game. What jumped out? Because he had a few things to say. What jumped out to you?
Well, I'm always interested when the offensive coordinator's asked about the pressures or simulated pressures. Obviously, getting asked about that is there's a reason why, right? The one struggle that the Texans offense has had, and they've had several, but the one that just continues to surface, and I'm going back beyond this year, the one that just continues to surface in big moments is the simulated pressure. And what that means is, obviously, you put the defense, whether they bring them or not is irrelevant, but they put on the line of scrimmage more people than you can block. And so now the quarterback and the center have to decide who's coming, who's not, which way to send the protection, who to leave free, and then you got to hope that that guy bails into coverage and doesn't come. If he does come, then you got to have an answer. And so I'm always fascinated with the, not the question, but the answers. When I hear him getting asked about simulated pressures, My ears perk up, obviously, and not that he said anything earth-shattering, but it's you know, we're always trying to learn from our problems. We're trying to learn from the past. We're trying to learn from, you know, grow from our mistakes. And so it's more of really the same, you know, the same answer, and it's still the same problem, you know. Now, I do think that just their interior presence is a bigger problem for four quarters. But the one that you're going to see, no matter what, depending on how the game goes, if your offense is ever starting to threaten the defense, if the offense is ever put in a position where, okay, now's the crunch time, you got to make a play, and if you've got momentum, you're going to see simulated pressure. So, you know, to see what they do versus that pressure is going to tell whether they can make a run in the playoffs or not. As I said in Tape Drop Tuesday earlier in the week, though, I don't know that you could see it watching the game live on TV, but if you go back and watch the All 22, they were much better the handful of times when Indianapolis did show it, and in multiple ways, whether they picked it up or CJ knew this guy was coming and he looked at him and he had an answer for it. You know, there was an awareness with it. Again, whether they had a hat for a hat or they were getting the ball out or the quarterback was scrambling, there was an awareness that we just haven't seen a lot this year. So hopefully last week was an indication of Haiti, and they may have some things figured out in that department. We'll see. It was a 1-2-3 Cancun team for Indianapolis. This is a playoff win or go home, so we'll see if that makes a difference.
I mean, as we talk about it, it's a copycat league, and we know that the teams are going to watch what has happened with the Texans this year in most games, many games rather, in the second half or later in the games, they've kind of that's been a way to attack them.
Yeah, and I think he spoke about two things back to back. He spoke about controlling the line of scrimmage, and is that really something that's important to him? And I'm sorry, controlling the clock, not the line of scrimmage, and that's what. You know, now you're in his sweet spot. Now, I don't think he wants to go poke his chest out about that's what they're going to do. But when it comes to, taking care of the football and controlling the clock, all the kind of, you know, a lot of football fans and a lot of football teams, we look at that stuff after the fact. We look at how a game unfolds and you go, boy, well, they really dominated the clock, man. The time of possession was double what the opponent was. And that's how they set out to win. That's how they really design their offense and really like harp on that throughout the year more so than a lot of teams do. And I think right behind that, what was interesting was he talked about Higgins. And if you're going to do those things like control the clock and sustain drives and win all those kind of important, very important, but kind of after the fact stats, Jaden Higgins is going to have to be a big, big part of it, man.
He spoke in particular about his growth and where he's been going and big plays off of it.
Look, I don't know if Pittsburgh's going to be the team that can do it. And I don't say that because I believe one way or the other, and I just don't know. But at some point in time, they're going to run into a defense, whether it's scheme or players, they're going to run into a defense that, hey, man, waiting on Nico Collins to get open on that 15, 16-yard dig route on the backside of some front side concept is not going to be the answer, right? And this offense is not going to choose to move Nico Collins to make him the quick answer. It's going to be about those other guys, Higgins, Dalton Schultz, of course. Christian Kirk is getting more run than Noel on the offense. Obviously, Xavier Hutchinson. It's going to be more about can those guys win. So him talking about how much confidence they have in Higgins, and rightfully so. Higgins has had a really good year. We'll see if that carries over from regular season to the playoffs.
Yeah, something else he also brought up there was he kind of talked about it a little bit because he was pressed on it. Like the thought of scoring touchdowns in this game,
not
field goals, and I think that's extremely important in this game. Like he talked about it, Fairbairn kicked a record 44 field goals
this season. Yeah,
this season. But I don't know how much you love that your kickers having to kick 44 field goals. But I think it's especially important in this game because anybody who has watched games in Pittsburgh and watched games in that stadium, like. It's not like kicking at NRG, right? Like, hell, if you just watched the game last week, there's an extra point that got hooked all the way out.
My man kicked the slider up there, didn't he?
Yeah, Loop is still paying for it in Baltimore.
Hey, that was one of them old Major League Baseball sliders right there. Boy, he kicked that thing, and it just
– But I hope there is a level of aggression in this game when they're presented in the red zone because – To put it up to, all right, man, to leave it up to him having to kick five field goals, you know, if we're in NRG, that's one thing. We're in L.A. like they were a couple weeks ago, that's one thing. Fairbairn leaving it up for him to have to kick five field goals in this game in that stadium, and as Andy said yesterday, especially that one end where the wind is swirling, that is you're playing with fire in that thing, and we know – In the way that the Texans play, like these games can be tight, and some of these games we've watched and said, well, they need all these points, and you don't want you don't want that to be an issue. So I do. I hope they're much more aggressive.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
When it comes to them in the red zone, trying to get into the end zone, because sometimes you can tell, Clint, they're good with, let's just take them threes. We'll take them bad boys. We'll take that three. And I'm just saying it's not as a guarantee, even with the year Fairbairn has had at that stadium. All right, coming up, we usually do our little Saturday slate here, but we got a big college football game going on tonight. We'll see who will face Miami, Oregon, Indiana in a rematch. We'll look at that coming up next.